the success of any startup is often determined by its ability to continue to innovate. What sorts of new products and services are in the works at Lending Club?
So we are working on new products that really expand the kind of services our members can expect from us. As I mentioned earlier, we currently offer personal loans, so installment loans that are very consumer-friendly and a very responsible way of borrowing, so it's not revolving, so you're paying off the balance each month. And we're looking at other products that can help our members in different sort of life situations or life events. For example, the automobile loan could be one of the next products we look at. Mortgages could be also an option in the future. So we're really looking at every sort of product that fit our definition of sort of responsible borrowing and can be helpful to our members in different situations.
And the financial sector itself has undergone massive changes as technology has proliferated. And as the CEO of Lending Club, you're on the front line of that change. In what ways do you think the industry will be different, say, 10 years from now?
So we are really hoping to continue to make the industry more consumer-friendly and more transparent. And certainly some recent regulations like the Credit Card Act or like the Frank-Dodd Financial Reform Act really go in the right direction. We believe that Lending Club has a mission to drive not only this kind of regulatory reform, but the change in attitude from financial services firms to push towards more transparency and being more of a consumer advocate and providing better and more responsible ways of accessing credit or making investments. And that's certainly what we've done in the last 3 years. For example, you can go on the LendingClub.com website and download all the loans that have ever been made by Lending Club and get the entire book, obviously on a non-nominative basis. You can download the entire data that the company relies on. And I think that the kind of transparency that really has helped increase the level of comfort of investors to the point where we are today, where we get sort of between $10 and $15 million in new investments each month, and it's a large amount provided by investors and really who are relying on that kind of transparency and track record of not just performance but also being sort of upfront about financial situation, about loan performance, and really being serious about transparency.
All right, we're giving you the loudspeaker now to break any piece of news about Lending Club, draw attention to anything you think is not getting sufficient attention in the media, or really just sound off on any issue you care about.
I think that we've covered the main aspects of it. One aspect we haven't discussed specifically about Lending Club is liquidity, and that's one of that has been a big request from our investors early on, and something we've achieved now with a secondary market that exists today and lets investors sort of sell their notes at any point in time before the end of the loan, before the loan has reached its full maturity. And that's more than just a feature. It's really, I think it really transformed the way investors are looking at the Lending Club investment, knowing that they can sell or put their loans up for sale at any point in time. And there's really been good liquidity so far. It takes about 5 days on average to sell notes at or below par. So it's been a well sort of liquid and functioning secondary market for investors and something they can rely on.
All right. Well, now we have a few fun questions that we ask all our first-time guests on Zing Talk. What was your first and what was your worst job?
So my first job, which really wasn't the worst at all, it was actually one of the best jobs I ever had. I was a sailing instructor in the south of France where I grew up. And I was into sailing at the time. So I was teaching kids to sail or to windsurf, which was really tons of fun and gave me an opportunity to be on a boat pretty much all summer long and get paid for it. So that was a nice first job. And the worst, I got, that's an easy one. I started my career as a M&A lawyer. I won't say more.
All right. Where do you go for your news?
So, technology news, obviously, I'm a reader of TechCrunch and VentureBeat and other sort of Silicon Valley based sort of news, technology news, news blogs. In terms of sort of more mainstream job, I try to get a sort of a balance, sort of reach a sort of unbiased view of what's really going on. So, I force myself to read both Wall Street Journal and the New York Times to get sort of a more balanced view of what's going on.
All right. Tell us something about yourself that you've never been asked about in an interview before.
There's plenty. What's my favorite dish? Favorite meal?
All right. What is your favorite dish?
Oh, it's I really like pasta. I mean, all kinds of pasta. I do so tagliatelle carbonara is my favorite kind of pasta.
All right. What was the highlight and what was the low point of your career so far?
I think the highlight really was the launch of Landing Club. The launch and the first few months where we really saw massive adoption pretty early on and great support from both the press and our early members. And we knew that if the early adopters were happy about the service, then we would get some more of the mainstream market to follow closely. So seeing the early adoption, the launch and the early adoption of Landing Club was a great accomplishment for myself and for the entire team here at Landing Club.
And what was the low point of your career so far?
I think there were some unhappy days when I was working as a lawyer for a big New York firm, and there were some really happy days as well. But really, I think it's sort of like late night at the office when you realize that you're really not sort of creating much, and you're sort of helping clients be slightly more efficient or slightly better, but you're really not at the forefront of innovation, but even at the forefront of sort of economic development. And really, that's what you get as an entrepreneur, is sort of create new things, new products, new markets, and that's really what's the most enjoyable.
And this last one is Ben Zinga's trademark question. What was the best and what was the worst investment decision that you've ever made?
That's too easy. Best investment decision is definitely my Landing Club portfolio, which is literally the only place I made money over the last 3 years.
My only good to hear that.
Since June 2007. The worst investment decision, I've been wrong about Apple many times, and I shorted the stock a few times, and that really didn't pay off at all. I still think Apple is overvalued, but I thought that way for the last 3 years.
All right, well, thank you very much, Renaud. That'll do it for this episode of Zing Talk. Remember to check out www.benzinga.com for more market-moving news, actionable trading ideas, and insightful commentary.
Thanks for listening to part two of Zing Talk's exclusive interview with Renaud LaPlanche, co-founder and CEO of Lending Club. Be sure to subscribe to Zing Talk in iTunes. You can find a link to do that on the Benzinga homepage. The music that you're listening to is Beethoven Virus by Banya and is available on the Internet Archive. All Benzinga podcasts are released under Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.5 license, and all other rights are reserved.